step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, you know what was not slow? Was news that was made earlier this week. Our good friend Todd Millis had the story, and it's something that we have talked about for a long time, was how do we upgrade the championship experience, I think in all high school sports, but specifically for football and the Gridiron Classic. Well, the news was made this week that the WIA and the University of Washington have agreed on a one-year deal to host the Gridiron Classic at Husky Stadium. And a man in charge of the WIA and friend of the program, Mick Hoffman, joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline to discuss. Mick, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us back on.
How long have you been in discussions? I know we've had you on before with UW over this issue.
Well, Andy Barnes in our office has been having ongoing discussions with him since we left the Tacoma Dome. So this didn't just happen overnight. It's been a long-term conversation that they've continued to work with us to find a way to make it happen.
Okay, so for people who are not aware how it's gonna look, lay it out for everyone how you guys are going to be able to play all of the championship games at UW starting this year.
Yeah, so it'll be a two-day, similar to the old Tacoma Dome one. Mm-hmm. We'll be playing games at 11, 3, and 7 on Friday and Saturday.
And then those games, and then who plays in those slots? I mean, are you doing it where you're saving the nighttime slots for 3A and 4A?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have to be able to, even though the Huskies have been very generous in helping defray some costs, we still have to pay for the venue.
Sure.
And with that, we need more than 10,000 people to show up. So we're hoping by going to the Husky Stadium, I mean, world-class venue, that we're going to get that casual fan. So a stipulation of it was the Bs will be those early games. So 1B and 2Bs will be the 11 o'clock time slot, which is essentially what they play now other than on Friday. And 3A, 4A will be the 7 o'clock time slots.
What will be available? Like, will concessions be open there? Will you look at something alternative in terms of food and things like that?
Yeah, no, they'll have concessions open and available. We'll be on the lower bowl only. So one of the challenges will be potential weather and coverage for fans seated. There'll be some charges for parking. Hopefully a lot of people will use the train system to get down there and not have to mess with traffic on a Friday. But yeah, so it'll be lower bowl concessions and yeah.
Have there been any discussions? You know how they use the zone during the Husky games? Is there been any talk of that, of opening that up for parents?
Yeah, that's what we're working. So we still have some of the finer details to work out as far as, because all of that comes with staffing and larger needs and what's available. So yeah, our goal is to make, not just have the venue be the experience, but the actual fan experience. Yeah. And yeah, we definitely want students to celebrate with people who love them after the game, win or lose.
Yeah. We were talking about the other day, would it be cool to, like, I don't know, if you're coming up from the south end, you park like in Renton Landing and like use Argosy boats to come on over there. Like anything like that. I mean, I'm just thinking of like when you guys announce this, like how can you make this just such an unreal experience? And one of the coolest things about going to that stadium is that you can boat there.
Yeah, exactly. And that is where our team, Andy Knapp's going to lead that work for us in our marketing to be able to provide, again, what are the ultimate experiences. And we want to do that with this one, this being fresh and new in the venue, but actually try to do that with all of our events.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, obviously, you know, Argosy and what they can do. You know, the boat that they take over from Fisherman's Terminal, where you go to Husky games. I don't know. I mean, shoot. I'll load up my boat. I'll take some families over. That'd be fun. I just think it would be a great way to go. It's a one-year trial. Is that because you guys just want to see how it goes? Is that a scheduling thing? Take me through why just 1 year.
Yeah, combination. One, we want to make sure, you know, the decisions have been made in the past, partly around finances and partly based on assumptions. So this will give us the opportunity. Will fans show up? I mean, it's important for people to understand, of our six games last year, we had a total of 10,000 people show up. And so compared to basketball, where we'll have 30,000 show up for the in one venue, and we have three venues going. So, you know, part of the concern is, will we have less fans because of the need for Friday and because of potential traffic issues? So we just want to make sure. The second piece is, we need to make sure this works for the Huskies. They're working really, really hard, Jen Cohen and her team, to staff it appropriately, but also keep the cost down. And then the biggest thing for us is, we are in the midst of next year's the end of a four-year classification cycle. So all our tournaments, we're going to align over the 4 years with the new classification cycle. So when you are determined to be 2A3, 4A, 1B, what have you, you're going to know your tournament and where it's at for every sport. We can do that. The Huskies are getting better. I don't know if you noticed, but, you know, hopefully they're playing in the college football playoff. Does that change this in accessibility down the road with conference alignments? They needed some time. They're still sorting that out. So this gives us 1 year to test all the theories, and then at the same time to kind of let some of those plans solidify, and then hopefully it works for everybody and it's a long-term solution.
Hey, you know, you don't need to point out that they're playing better, okay? I mean, I'm fully aware how good they're playing, all right? We don't need that rubbed in our nose, all right? We're all aware of it. Hey, you know what? If it doesn't work out, take it over to Martin Stadium. We'd love to host you over there. Since you've gone there 1 year, and everyone, and you guys and probably Jen and her staff are hoping maybe this is a long partnership, but it doesn't take you out of maybe still talking to the Seahawks, and I'm curious of what your role and what the WIA role will be moving forward with the new talks of the renovation over at Memorial Stadium.
Exactly. And that's another reason for this is, you know, we believe ideally Saturdays are better than Fridays. One, we don't want to take kids out of school. And this gives time for the Memorial Stadium concept to be finalized. Also give the opportunity, maybe the Husky or the Seahawks will see the value of this and support it, similar to what Jen and her team are doing. And we could have, you know, wouldn't it be great if people were complaining about playing at Husky Stadium as opposed to Lumen, or Lumen as opposed to Husky Stadium? That'd be a great, great problem solved.
Yeah,
it gives opportunity for that potentially.
Yeah, it's a great, and you know, and you've probably heard the same complaints when you guys announced it. Well, what about traffic? It's too hard to get to. You know, when we talked about this story the other day, I just said, listen, there is not an easy place in this region to get to. There's not. Yeah. There's you dealt with it probably last week or 2 weeks ago in dealing with the 3A and 4A. Baseball. I mean, it's in Everett. Everett is hard to get to. Getting to Tacoma, if you're coming from this area, is hard to get to. And so, will there present challenges, especially on Friday, getting to the game? Well, yeah, but I don't know, Mick. Is there an easy place in this region to get to? There is not.
Not that I've experienced. And hopefully what will happen is we'll get that fan who will go up early, find a place to have breakfast, watch three football games, and go home late at night when most of the traffic's cleared. So, or they'll figure out the public transportation option. So,
I'll just jump on that one for that light rail. If anyone is coming up from, you know, the south end, I mean, that thing drops you off right in front of the stadium. I mean, it is right there, and so you can grab it at the Angle Lake or Angel? It's Angle Lake, right? Or the stop there in SeaTac by the airport. It's just, I mean, it drops you off right there, and it's perfect, and it's easy going. What does this mean, different sport, basketball? Where are we at with the basketball venue then?
Very similar to what we'll be with football. We're getting ready to put bids out on the street for venues to bid to host. We have essentially six versions of different tournaments, from the current one going to a single elimination to a regionalized concept leading into a Final Four. So everybody have the opportunity that's interested in hosting to bid on it. Our board will evaluate those bids and hopefully be able to make a decision in September that will then be put in place the following year. So next year we're business as usual, other than this change. But in the fall of 24, we'll have whatever that format and locations are decided in September.
Would it be accurate and safe to say for the two big divisions that your hope is that you can reach a deal with Climate Pledge?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great. We're hoping that they want to go. One of the challenges we have is our current desire to have both genders in the format doesn't allow for a single floor facility. So our format would have to change, which again is another emotional decision.
Yeah.
Good for you guys, but challenge here.
Sure.
And so again, it'll be up to our board. So we're soliciting feedback. We've had committees working for the last 2 years, looking at the different possibilities. These are all ones that they put forward as options. And so we'll put numbers to it and see what the board wants to do.
You obviously probably have already discussed this and have ran through the options. I was under the impression that when you have an arena-like Climate Pledge that does both basketball and hockey, that because of the hockey rink, you can put two courts in there. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, it needs a little bit bigger footprint than that, even if you tee them, is what we found. So we haven't gone through the schematics, but that's what we're going to do with anybody who's interested in bidding over the summer. So that's where they'll give us a schematic. I don't know the physics of their layout well enough to know if they have the space to push enough seats in to run that second floor. It's, the size of a basketball floor, and when you start needing the space around it for safety and for benches, it ends up being a really large footprint.
But you would say it's on the table to split up the boys and girls if that was an opportunity.
Yeah, the ones that the committee came up with right now, there is not a desire to do that. So if we came back with bids that weren't feasible for the current two court system, we'd have to change. Now there could be some done leading into that, or the boys and girls in the Final Four concept would simplify and give us access to needing a Climate Pledge type arena in the preliminary rounds, possibly.
Do you guys have anything planned with Husky Stadium, like in the fall, any games that will be there for football?
Right now, we do not, and we're not aware of any. Sometimes we're getting these outside organizers that come in and organize during the school, but we don't have a kickoff classic anymore. That's up to schools to set up during the year.
Hey, and last time we had John, we talked about the NIL world, the decision that, this state – like I think it was 28 other states, I think, that have allowed name, image, and likeness in high school athletics. Can you update us on what the status of that is? And again, have you encountered it yet? And how do you regulate that moving forward? Any further discussions on that?
Our rule didn't need to change to allow it. So currently, our amateur standing rule has always allowed students to go out there and benefit from their name, image, and likeness. It just can't be connected to their school in any way. So they just have to go out there as their individual. They can't be in uniform, can't do it at school, can't announce themselves as the keeper for the XYZ school. But they can go out and endorse products and no different than any other job.
Hey, going back to the championship games, the locker rooms, how will you determine who gets, I mean, everyone's going to want to use the Husky locker room. How do you determine who gets to use that and who uses the visitors?
That's Andy Barnes' situation. No. We'll have to figure that one out. And that's actually, a lot of people think that Husky Stadium solves all the issues, but they do a great job hosting events. So they've had, I think, the regional women's volleyball for almost a decade and a half, which limits some locker rooms, outside the facility.
Okay.
So, and if the Huskies are playing still in January, we don't know the availability of that locker room, so we might be down to just two anyway.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I know you guys have been working hard behind the scenes to make it fair and equitable to everyone, and just really at the end of the day, your number one goal has always been to just make it a great experience for the kids. And congratulations to you guys. I hope it's more than just a year, and hopefully you guys will get together and it will work out and be well for you guys. But to Jen and her staff over at UW, I mean, this is exactly what we've talked about all along, Mick, is just make the experience great for the kids, and this will be a great experience. I mean, these kids to go, to play all season long and get to the championship game and to play it at that great venue is a wonderful first step. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. And again, we also want to be clear, this is not a reflection of, there's been some really great work done at the high school sites in Puyallup and Clover right. Park and Mount Tahoma that oppose us. Those districts have gone above and beyond to provide, you know, it would be interesting what students say, especially if we have any repeaters from last year. The noise and the energy in those smaller high school stadiums compared to what could be, you know, 5,000 people in an 80,000 seat arena or stadium will be interesting, the students' perspective. But running out on the field of Husky Stadium, you can't replicate that. Yeah. So it will be. We're really curious to get a student perspective afterwards.
Yeah, it'd be great. Well, congratulations. Appreciate the time as always, Mick.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Here he is, Mick Hoffman, the executive director of the WIAA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.